Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, director of the National Hurricane Center, coming to you live from Miami with our 9 a.m. Eastern Time update on post-tropical cyclone Sandy. It was a hurricane up to just before coming ashore yesterday and has been making that transition over the last couple of days, and is certainly now a post-tropical cyclone, but it's still extraordinarily large and impactful one that will continue to impact coastal and inland areas and even portions of the Great Lakes and Appalachians for the next couple of days. It's currently centered inland over southern Pennsylvania, but we still have strong winds occurring coming off the Atlantic, so the eastern seaboard all the way from North Carolina up through Maine feeling some sort of impacts from this. We still could see winds of gale force, is at least in gusts, occurring along the coast of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast for much of today. You know, high wind warnings or high wind advisories will continue in effect from local forecast offices. And because of those winds blowing onshore from the south into the New Jersey, Long Island, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts areas, but also points farther south, we'll continue to see the winds. All of these areas with those winds pushing the water or keeping the water in coastal areas. So storm surge plus tide could still cause water depths above ground level near the coast to be in the 2 to 4 foot range at times today, primarily at times of high tide, which will occur at different times throughout the day up and down the coast. So the water levels are not back to normal, even though the peak of the surge event was last night. Those water levels probably not returning completely to normal until another couple days from now, after Sandy makes its way farther north later today and tonight in through New York and making its way up into Canada. But that'll take a long time. Between now and that happening maybe on Wednesday, the circulation will continue to affect a large area, so very strong winds over a huge portion of the northeastern quarter of the United States here, including all the way from the Atlantic coastline to areas like Lake Michigan, where a northerly wind is pushing down and even causing a flood risk there on the southern shores of Lake Michigan. So the Great Lakes will experience some marine impacts as well as the surrounding land areas. The winds will continue to blow such that there still could be additional power outages and tree damage and so forth, but the winds will gradually come down tonight and tomorrow. The precipitation hazards, there's both rain and snow component here. The rainfall, we've already seen totals approaching a foot in a few places. Additional several inches of rain possible in pockets throughout the northeastern part of the United States, with storm totals in some places perhaps reaching a foot or a little bit more. The main impact, of course, of the rainfall is the flash flooding that can occur on short time scales. It can make driving very dangerous. Do not drive over water-covered roadways. If you're told to stay off the roads today, please do so. In the aftermath of wind events, there can be debris on the roads. So just a bad day to be out and about in cars. And the rainfall that falls could lead to subsequent river flooding over the coming days. And then finally, with the snowfall, we could see additional several inches of rainfall in the Appalachians, especially in West Virginia, but points southward down to the North Carolina-Tennessee border area. 2 to 3 feet total, perhaps in West Virginia, and additional several inches today. So winter weather hazard as well. Live from the National Hurricane Center, I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.